USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump says, not so fast, Nancy. The president pulling the plug on Nancy Pelosi. The House Speaker set to head out on a foreign trip with a congressional delegation. But the president pulling the military aircraft scheduled to transport the group because of the partial government shutdown. In a letter, the president writes to Pelosi, due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate, the president writes. Now, earlier this week, Pelosi requesting that President Trump's annual State of the Union address, scheduled for January 29th, be delayed until the partial government shutdown, now in week 4, is over. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Two politicians no longer in office back in the spotlight as they land jobs on TV as commentators. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with the story from Washington, D.C.
Former Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill losing her reelection bid in 2018, but it appears she hasn't stayed unemployed for long. McCaskill has joined NBC News and MSNBC as a political analyst. Also, former Ohio Governor John Kasich is joining CNN as a contributor, serving as an analyst across the network. Kasich has been a vocal critic of President Trump. He has TV experience hosting Heartland with John Kasich on Fox News from 2001 to 2007, and at times he was a fill-in host on The O'Reilly Factor. The Republican Kasich, a presidential contender in 2016, has not ruled out making a bid in the GOP primaries to try to unseat President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Homeland Security, a top priority for the president as he speaks at the Pentagon, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump was speaking at the Pentagon when he once again reiterated that border security is key to keeping America safe.
A wall has to be built. We need security at our southern border. Drugs flow in. Tremendous percentages of the drugs coming into our country come from the southern border. We're not going to allow it to happen. And that is why our homeland security professionals have asked Congress for a steel barrier between the ports of entry to fund more agents.
The latest now on the situation in Syria. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
There's been a suicide bomb attack at a restaurant in Najib that left 4 Americans dead. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shannon.
Our fight against terrorism is ongoing, and we will remain vigilant and committed to its destruction.
The Americans, 2 service members, a civilian Defense Department employee, and a contractor were dining when the bomber walked by and blew himself up.
The latest now on gas prices, here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us
average gas prices in the U.S. are up about 2 cents in the last week to $2.25 per gallon.
The nationwide survey taken by GasBuddy.com found Oklahoma stations with the lowest price at $1.87. California had the highest prices in the nation at $3.27 a gallon.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.